Peya, Parakhes, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah tells us that midazo, this rule, or this measure, that it, you have to give a certain these certain amounts to individual ani, is amura bakohanim uvalavim uvayin yisraelim. This is said whether a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael. Now, what does that mean, whether it's a Kohen, a Levi, or Yisrael? So, one explanation is that when the giver, when the farmer is a Kohen or a Levi of Israel, these things apply. Even though a Kohen and a Levi aren't farmers with large properties, they may have only a small field because generally they are supported from Trumas and Maestros. Despite that, they have the same obligation to give out a Kedei Savo, enough to satisfy the Ani. Some understand just the opposite, that a Kohen Levi of Israel here is referring to the Mekabel, as recipients. When they are receiving, even though the Kohanim and Levim get Trumas and Maestros, but if they are also poor in general and getting Maestro Ani, which they're allowed to get, they also are supposed to receive Kedei Savo, enough to satisfy them as well. Now, let's say a person has relatives who are poor, and he'd like to make sure that his relatives get, so he's allowed to do that, but only in moderation. The Mishnah says, Hoya Matzel, if he wants to save, which means is a euphemism for he wants to set aside for his Maestro Ani, for his relatives, so Notel Mechza, he can take and set aside half of the amount of Maestro Ani he has for his relatives, but no Sein Mechza, and then to the other half should go towards the Aniyim in general. Hoya Lo Dover Muat, however, what if all he has for Maestro Ani is just a little bit? It's not enough to give to an Ani Kedei Savo, enough to satisfy him. So then, no sin lefnehem, he just places it in front of the Aniyim. Him mechalkin beneihem, and they divide up among themselves. That's the, even if he doesn't have enough, that's, he has no choice, he doesn't have any more than he has, and they will divide it among themselves, among the Aniyim.